I was shocked because I expected, as did Liverpool, for Luis Suarez to shake Patrice Evra's hand. So that was a shock. And but I think that Liverpool can't be blamed in any way, shape or form, because they fully expected the handshake to take place. And if they knew that the handshake wasn't going to take place, they wouldn't have put Manchester United, Liverpool, Luis Suarez or Patrice Evra in that situation. They would have done what Chelsea and QPR did to say, let's not have the handshake. So I understand from Liverpool's perspective, they're blameless. From Kenny's perspective, I also understand and empathise with Kenny, because obviously he thought the handshake had taken place because he never saw it not taking place because he wasn't out on the field at the time. So then to be not door-stuffed, because obviously you're doing the interview after the game, to then be told that this handshake didn't take place, what do you think? And having not seen it, but then to be told, well, I'm telling you it didn't take place. I think that Kenny, at times, he's been accused of acting rashly, namely with Suarez's shirt before having all the facts. The best thing for him to do is to wait to find out all the facts before he makes a point. He apologizes because he didn't handle that situation in the right way. I don't think he apologizes for not answering the question, but he apologizes for the way he actually handled it, which is fine. But just the incredible thing is, you know, Suarez is the only one who knows why he didn't shake Evra's hand. And, you know, as much as apologizing, maybe if people can find out why he didn't shake his hand, maybe he still feels that he has been lied on and therefore he still has no respect for Suarez and doesn't want to shake his hand. Maybe that's the case.
And John, you know the responsibility that there is on a player, and he put his club, he put his manager into that situation. And therefore, there has got to be a question mark over whether Suarez can be trusted. Do you think that's fair by his own club?
Well, he can be trusted to score goals, and that is his most important role he'll play. Obviously, he has a responsibility, as we all have. Footballers have lesser responsibility than people are making out in terms of the moral fibre of this country and our children, because I am responsible for my child, I'm responsible for my actions. Football fans are responsible for their own actions. So therefore, you know, the ills of the world and the ills of our society is not just because Luis Suarez or Wayne Rooney or me or anybody does anything. So, you know, we can't get carried away with the importance from a moral perspective that they play.
How much damage do you think this has done Liverpool as a brand?
Well, first of all, I think that in this country we make much more of incidents like this than they do across the world. So therefore, from the brand point of view in the Far East and everywhere across the world, I know that Liverpool, Manchester United, the Premier League is still huge. So therefore, I don't think that from that perspective it would have made that much difference, because people understand the inequality, as I do, of the situation here. I don't know why we're surprised about inequality, because we see it every day. So I think that worldwide, they're much more concerned with the quality of Liverpool Football Club and the fact that they lost to Manchester United. And yes, of course, it's going to be a bit of an issue, but we make much more of an issue here over incidents like this than people do around the world.
How widespread is racism in football now, Joe, in this country?
Football is as widespread in racism as widespread in football as is it in every walk of society. Football is a part of society. And as long as it exists in society, it will exist in all walks of society, of which football is one. So therefore, how widespread is racism in government, in the police, in all walks of life? Football isn't any different, because football fans and footballers are individual human beings and members of society. They're not a separate clan. And so therefore, the situation at Liverpool isn't different to Manchester United or Chelsea or Plymouth or anywhere else.
And therefore, how widespread do you think it is? Give me a feel for how widespread you think racism is in this country, and therefore in football.
Well, it depends on, well, in terms of depends on your categorization of racism. There's overt racism, where in football we don't hear it anymore. Of course, we've got the two incidents, and of course, Plymouth against Southend, you have that incident, and another train incident with another football club. So in terms of overt racism, but in terms of unconscious racism, it's there. How can it not be there? We've had 400 years of disempowerment of people, of people of color, of being told that the there are certain people who are less than us, who are inferior to us intellectually. How can all of a sudden, in 20 years, 30 years, we overcome all of those? Rudyard Kipling wrote one of our greatest poets, "The White Man's Burden." Is he racist? Agatha Christie, 10 Little, I'm allowed to say N-I-G-G-E-R-S, which then got changed to 10 Little Indians. Is she racist? You have so much racist terminology. Niggardly is a word. Niggardly is a word. So whoever writes the dictionary, are they racist? We have these connotations and these images of blackness, negative connotations, for years and years. How can we overcome that? So I'll give you an example. My biggest example of unconscious racism. I'm being asked, can black men make good managers? That's a racist question, because it suggests that is a possibility that he cannot make a good manager because he's black.
Well, I'd like
is that
to ask
a possibility?
You, I'd like to ask him, we were talking about this on our programme last night, why aren't there more black managers?
Exactly. Exactly. You tell me. Is that because of racism? Why aren't there more black people in radio? Why aren't there more black people in television? Why aren't there more black people in government?
Well, do you
think, not just football, not just management.
Well, do you think that's down to ability or do you think that's down to racism?
Well, so you feel that black people aren't able to do these jobs?
No, not at all. I'm
exactly. So it's not down to ability then.
Well,
it can't be down to ability, which would mean
well, it could be down. It could be down.
There's a possible.
Well, John, it could be down to ability if there are not any talented black managers talented enough to be at the very, very top of the game. So
won't be because they're black. That won't be because they're black. And the question is, can black men make good managers? Are suggesting that they can't because they're black.
No,
so
but that wasn't
ability,
my question.
They've got the abilities, not because...
Sure, but my question,
my
question is, why aren't there more black managers? And I wonder if your answer is because there aren't enough black managers talented enough at the moment, or
just
do you think it's because of racism?
Just like when there's not enough black radio announcers and black people in television and black people in government, football isn't any different to anywhere else. That's the point I'm making. And while we want to talk about football being racist, let's look at the rest of society. Not just football, because football's flavour of the month, and we like to then not question and absolve ourselves of any responsibility by just saying it's football's problem. It is not just football's problem.
Do you think, for example, there should be positive discrimination?
I'm not a fan of positive discrimination. I'm not a fan because I believe in a meritocracy, and if you have the ability, you should be given an opportunity. But as I mentioned, what's happened over the last 400 years in terms of people's opinion on different people or people of colour based on what they have been told, the images that they've seen, what, as I mentioned, Rudyard Kipling, Agatha Christie, everything that's gone on in terms of slavery, in terms of colonialism. Race is not a scientific reality. Race is not a genetic reality. It doesn't exist scientifically or genetically. It is a man-made construct to dehumanize and to disempower a group of people, to legitimize slavery, to legitimize colonialism. So for the last 400 years, black people had to be made to be seen less than equal, because from a religious doctrine, all men are created equal. So how can you treat people in a particular way unless they're created, unless you can convince people that they're less than equal? So all of these things are what we have to teach our children for them to understand why we feel the way we do. Because we all have some form of unconscious racism in us, but we don't know why. So if we understood, maybe that'll go a long way, rather than just passing legislation and positive discrimination to say, give a black man a job because he's the same as us. I mean, he's not really, but, you know, he is.
Gordon Taylor on this programme talked about the ability of football to bring people together rather than drive them away. And I know you're talking about educating children, John. Do you think there is a necessity to educate footballers, Premiership footballers, because of the power and the role model that they are?
And milkmen. And people in the television industry and people in the media, yeah, to educate everybody, not just footballers.
But John, a milkman doesn't have the profile. A milkman doesn't have the profile and therefore the power to send a message out to millions of people like a footballer does.
But a milkman has the power to then racially discriminate against someone. And 1,000 milkmen do. And 1,000 milkmen's wives do and children's do. I'm talking about members of society. So we can't just look at football and say that. What can football do? Because Thierry Henry or myself at Liverpool can go into schools in North London, and of course they would like him, but if he goes to Manchester, they don't like Thierry Henry because he plays for Manchester. Sorry, he plays for Arsenal and they're from Manchester. So as much as if football wants to do something and it has an opportunity now to do it, let us now come together and partner with the Education Authority and all the stakeholders to then say, let us change our tact on how we feel to tackle racism.
Since you suffered the racial abuse in the 1980s, John, how far on do you think this country has moved, has improved? Society has improved.
Well, as I said, in terms of overt racism, we don't hear it anymore because legislation has been passed to ban any racist chanting or any racist slogan. So in terms of overt racism, yes, of course it's improved. But every now and again, you can see it's reared its ugly head. But of course, you just have to look around and see what's happening in the world or what's happening here to say, are we any better off? The fact that we don't hear it at football stadiums anymore, are we naive enough to think that it doesn't exist? Rio Ferdinand said that, you know, he thought that we'd gotten rid of it. Why would he think that? Because any person would understand that you cannot just say to someone, you're not allowed to make any racist chants, therefore that person will not be racist anymore because you said that.
I'm reading
you can't force somebody not to be a racist.
I was having a look, John, at Twitter today. And some of the racial abuse that stand Collymore has been receiving, even today. It's absolutely vile and incredible. And I just wonder if you think there should be a zero tolerance attitude from the police, and if they are obliged to have zero tolerance towards. Let me read this to you. Never mind all the haters, Louis. This is from someone to Louis Suarez. You did well not shaking that C. Evra's hand. It's black and dirty anyway.
Well, if that person was then to be educated to understand that he's the exact same race as Patrice Evra, then he may not think that, rather than just being told, you're not allowed to say that. That's what education does.
So it's really interesting, this. So you're saying education should come before or equal status to zero tolerance to illegality?
Well, we've had legislation for the last 20 years in terms of getting rid of racism in football stadiums, and what has anything changed apart from people have kept their mouth shut? So therefore, the most important thing is not to pass legislation, and history has shown you that from the Roman Empire, terms about integration, assimilation, buying into each other's cultures, rather than just coming down hard on people and forcing them to do things. That is not the way to change.
And have you experienced any type of racial abuse over recently?
No, not recently. No, I haven't recently. But I've been for many job interviews to be a manager. And I haven't been to many job interviews. I've not even been to job interviews to be a manager. I've not even been afforded the and I'm not talking about Premier League clubs. Lower league clubs have not even afforded me the opportunity to put my point of view forward.
And you put that down to your skin colour?
But they haven't. Well, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But are there any black managers? Are there many black managers? Can black men make good managers? Frank Rijkaard won the Champions League. He's black. Does that mean we can all do it? No, and if we can't do it, it's not because we're black. And if we can do it, it's not because we're black either.
Well, so what are you saying, John, in terms of someone of your ability not getting a job as a football manager. Do you think your skin colour has any place in that?
I think people's skin colour, in terms of, I've looked at lots of television and radios and I've been in many press conferences. I don't see many black journalists. Let's just talk about football. Let's talk about the way the world is. And this is the way the world is. So let's not just pat ourselves on the back and say it's John Terry, Luis Suarez and football's problem. Let's look at our own sensibilities as to how we feel about other people, how we feel superior to other people based on certain criteria. And we do. We do. 100%. And we all do, to a certain degree. Some more, some less, but we all do. And now if we understood why we did and the history behind making us feel the way we actually do. Once upon a time, Europeans were the savages. Once upon a time, Europeans were savages. And from the Persian Empire, they were the ones who were civilized. But of course now we look at civilization and we consider ourselves in the West to be civilized, and we look at other people and we consider them to be less than us. I'm not talking about me because I'm black, but you know. Yeah. But and this is a reality. So let us not be afraid of it. Let us embrace it. Let us ask the question, why do we feel that way? Rather than just passing legislation to say, let's not beat the poor black man with a stick.
Can I just ask you just one more time, John, just for clarity as we end this interview. Because I know people who admire you in the game and admire how outspoken you've been, they will wonder if someone as high profile as you, as strong as you in the public eye, would have, over recent times, have experienced any type of racial discrimination. And I just want to go back to that comment you made about the fact that you're not a manager. Do you think that has played a part at all in your failing to get one of those jobs? How do you feel as an individual?
I feel that not just myself and not just other black ex-footballers who want to be managers, but lots of black people who are trying to get on in any walk of society aren't being given the opportunity because of the colour of their skin. But not just me, not just footballers, in all walks, as I mentioned, in the radio, TV, in any walk of life. And what I will not do is I will not just say that it is football's problem, which is what people want me to say, because it then absolves them of any responsibility of then looking at themselves and saying, well, maybe it is a wider issue. And it is a wider issue. It is a much wider issue than just in football. But we're very happy to just give it laid at football's door, because then we're okay and it's not our problem and it's nothing to do with us.